This is Primetime on KTEP, a program that focuses on economic development, mobility, security, and quality of life issues in El Paso and surrounding areas.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of El Paso Primetime. I'm Richard Dayu, Thunderbird Management Consulting. And on this day, in this month of February, which is Black History Month, we have an extremely special guest with us today, Dr. Jacqueline Biddle Richard. And Dr. Richard, rather than my telling them why you're so special as it pertains today, why don't you share with our audience in your own words?
Well, sure. Good afternoon. I've been in El Paso for about 8 years. I was recruited here to El Paso back then.
Recruited by who?
Well, recruited by a school of nursing to be a dean of nursing here. In terms of my background, I have a bachelor's degree in nursing. I have a doctorate degree in nursing. And I also have a Juris Doctor. I'm a lawyer as well. And so I come with a really diverse background. I'm also Afro-Latina, which is I've found it to be very useful here in El Paso. And have been very involved in the El Paso community, both in a professional way and also in social justice and in terms of organizations and organizations that help the community.
So you do a lot of work or have done a lot of work in immigration law.
I do. I do some work in immigration law. I'm also a mental health nurse as well. And I'm also an educator. So I work both at Texas Tech and also at EPCC.
Incredible.
With nursing.
That's just wonderful. Thank you for being on the show. And I can't think of a better time to have you on than during this Black History Month. And that's the main reason we wanted to get you on the show, because I thought it was particularly important that we talk a little bit about why Black History Month in particular is so important in our community of El Paso. So why don't we just lead off with that conversation?
Sure. So, you know, I think to start off, you know, I'd like to just give a little brief background on the history of Black History Month. It was something that was started by historian Carter Woodson back in 1926. And his association, which is called the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, really designated the second week of February as, back then it was called Negro History Week. And it was really to commemorate Abraham Lincoln's birthday, but also the birthday of Frederick Douglass. So it's something that's been around for a long time. And over time, it was actually recognized by one of the American presidents. I believe it was President Ford back in the 70s. And
that's correct,
by the way. And since that time, it's been recognized, you know, as an event that we celebrate for the month of February. And it there's different themes, and there is a theme. The theme this year for 2025 is African Americans and labor.
African Americans and labor.
Yes, that's the theme.
Would you care to elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. The theme really works to really showcase and recognize Black Americans in the workforce, whether it's high-skilled, low-skilled entrepreneurship, and also in terms of social justice, doing work in that capacity. And it really also goes back to the significance of Black History Month in terms of recognizing the achievements of Black Americans and their contributions in this country. So from a labor perspective, that's the theme.
So you mentioned to me earlier the McCall Center and the El Paso Museum of History. If you'd care to take a little time to talk about that relationship. And by the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize sort of your partner in crime. That's a loosely termed phrase that's used. But our dear friend, our mutual friend, Monica Tucker, who introduced us to each other You guys work together very closely with the Black El Paso Voice.
Yes, I work with Monica on her initiatives for Black El Paso Voice. The McCall Center is actually a place of excellence here in El Paso. I call it a museum. I call it a place, a hub of Black discourse that goes there.
Where is it located?
It is located in central El Paso, right between Yandell and Wyoming, but I think it actually sits on Wyoming. And, it's really a big part of African-American history here in El Paso, but also even currently, where a lot of African-American things happen. Even in terms of the McCall Center, one of the things that I love about it is that it is a museum where Black excellence is showcased, Black excellence right here from El Paso. And, we were talking about the theme of Black History Month in terms of it being African Americans and labor. And I think El Paso is a really great place to kind of segue that theme, because historically Black people came to El Paso really having to do with labor. When you think about the military, people coming here for the military, which they still do, and we can go back to the Buffalo Soldiers and all that, all those kinds of contracts. Also the railroad, that was work related, that was labor related. Freedom was another reason that people came and worked here because of it. And
elaborate on that, please.
Sure. One great example is Dr. Lawrence Nixon. He was he actually was one of the founders of the NAACP branch here in El Paso, which, by the way, was the first NAACP branch in the whole of Texas.
That's what I understand.
In 1914.
That's something for us to be very proud of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's, a lot of reasons people have come to El Paso that has to do with the workforce and labor. And even today, what we're seeing, and I'm also part of that, I was recruited here, and today we're seeing people coming for in healthcare jobs, in medicine, in nursing, and also in higher education, like I did. So Americans in labor really is important to El Paso. And another thing I wanted to add to that is that El Paso really has Black people in the workforce at very high levels. As we know, we've just elected our very first Black mayor in Bernard Johnson. And, I certainly have a lot of confidence that his vision for El Paso in terms of economic development and bringing more types of careers here that it's going to make El Paso better. I truly believe in that. But again, it has to do with this idea of labor. So it really goes well with the theme for the Black El Paso, Black History Month 2025.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And you're right. We have a long, I think, storied and from my perspective only, a very proud history in El Paso of how we overcame things that used to be, thankfully, and are no longer in our community. And I made a note or two to myself as you were speaking. They're both deceased now, but one of my good friends many years ago, Bert Williams, who eventually became mayor of El Paso, was one of the strongest advocates for the Black community in our community of El Paso, and really made it part of his platform as he ran successfully to serve as our mayor a number of years ago. And of course, we have in athletics a laundry list of great, great, great athletes who've come out of El Paso and have gone on to, significant roles. Nolan Richardson, who, became the leader of the Arkansas basketball team, won a national title with them. And the list just goes on and on. So again, I think what you all are doing, particularly this year, and your timing just couldn't be better. I was looking at the list of folks, and we'll talk about this in a moment, because you're about to host a Black Hall of Fame induction inaugural gala coming up in just a few weeks. In fact, why don't we talk about it right now?
Sure.
That's on March 1st, correct?
That is. That is on March 1st, and it's going to be at the – it's a black tie affair. It's going to be at the Starlight Event Center, and it's being conducted to really recognize the people here in El Paso who laid a foundation of excellence. And so there's some really heavy hitters that that are being recognized. And I know you know many of them, but more than me.
Well, I've been here a little longer, and I'm a little older than you.
Oh, okay.
So I came about it a little somewhat dishonestly. But you know what? While we're talking about that, and we'll repeat it at the end of the show as well, let me mention some particulars about the event. So you mentioned that it's being held at the, what's the name of the facility?
At the Starlight Event Center.
Starlight Event Center, right across from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being held on March 1st, begins at 5 p.m. It's a black tie event. And as I looked over the invitation, I mean, there are some folks I've known for many, many years, and some I've only gotten to know recently. But we have, among others, being recognized, of course, Billy Towns. Everyone who loves jazz or blues knows Billy Towns in El Paso, a former commanding general at Fort Bliss, the first black commanding general at Fort Bliss, Dana Pittard, a former city council representative and retired, I believe, Dusty, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think you're a retired lieutenant colonel, Dusty Rhodes. And then, of course, now we have our first ever black city manager, Ms. Dion Mack. And our first ever, as you mentioned, Mayor of El Paso, Renard Johnson. And that's just to name a few of a pretty strong list of folks that are going to be recognized. We have as well, looking at the list here, I'm kind of losing touch with some of the names that we have on here.
Well, I can help you out a little bit.
Please.
I know that I saw Wisa Davis Esquire,
yes. Yep.
Who is a local attorney. Actually, she was the first black woman judge in El Paso. And we also have Mrs. Lillian Crouch.
Yep.
As well, who I consider a friend, and I know that she is just a phenomenal person, and certainly somebody who's laid the foundation here in El Paso.
I would agree with you. Her husband, before he passed on, both of them were good friends of mine. She's still a good friend, and of course she serves on the RISE Federal Credit Union Board, and so we'll give them a free plug because RISE is your title sponsor.
Yes.
For that evening's event, so. We want everybody to know about that. You can write the number down, or you can also just listen in on the show later and pull it up again because it'll be archived. But you can call to make reservations to attend by calling 915-209-1850. I'll repeat that again at the end of the show. Or you can go to, this is pretty easy, Black HOF, as in Hall of Fame, blackhof.com. And make your reservations, get your tickets, and come out and support this very worthwhile organization for this very, very special event that we're hosting.
Absolutely.
On March 1st.
Yes.
So thank you for touching on that. At least we did our due diligence in that regard.
And I was just going to add that it's called the El Paso Black Hall of Fame Induction, and it is the inaugural gala.
That's wonderful, because I know I've attended events in the prior years through invitations by Monica and others, events that you've held like at the community college where people are recognized at those events as well. But it was never called the Black Hall of Fame induction event,
exactly.
Correct?
Right. Yeah.
So in the few minutes that we have left, maybe talk a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, Dr. Richard, on some of the initiatives that you and or you and Monica have been behind over the last several years in the support of these efforts in our community.
Absolutely. I think Monica has been very involved in the community in media as it relates to media. So She has developed all of these different ways in which to showcase the Black community. And, of course, this latest initiative in the Black Hall of Fame induction is one of many. But one of the things that I know that Monica supports is, you know, how Black people have been seen in El Paso, you know, during, you know, all of this time. And so just some little fun facts that maybe I want to share with you here that really showcase what some of Black El Pasoans have done. For example, the song that El Paso has adopted as the city song is called The City of El Paso. And that song was composed by Miss Leona Washington, who actually was one of the founders of the McCall Center.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Wow.
So I only do this show for one reason, to learn.
Okay, wonderful. I'm a teacher. I'm actually a teacher. So actually, for folks who have seen the movie Glory Road, that tells the story of the basketball coach here, Coach
Haskins,
who allowed Black basketball players to actually start in the basketball games, and that was never done before. So that's something that happened here in El Paso, and it certainly benefited the Black community. Also,
Go
ahead.
And started the first ever all five starting players, all Black, and went on to defeat Kentucky in the national championship, which is our 1966 national championship.
All right.
That we're still very proud of these years later.
That is wonderful. See, now I learned. You schooled me. Okay. And so in the Black Klansman movie, the story that was told, the officer is actually from El Paso, lives in El Paso, and I've met him here before.
And by the way,
Ron Stallworth.
Folks may not know, but the star of the movie is the son of Denzel Washington.
I did not know that.
See?
How about that?
So we're helping each other out today.
And of course, as you mentioned before, there's different people in sports that have come out of here. And I know, I believe the Jones Brothers?
The Jones Brothers? You're clearly not as big a sports fan as I am.
I guess not.
Aaron Jones, yes. Until about two seasons ago, starred with the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Right? Has a Super Bowl ring. And now he plays for a competitive team in the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
But a stalwart El Pasoan who comes back, he and his brother, and do so much in this community.
Yes, that's what I always hear. And I believe they're recognized as well.
They are, yes.
And also, one last thing, and for me, this really means a lot, and I was there when they actually opened this historical marker. There's a historical marker downtown right in front of the courthouse for Maud Simpson Williams, who was a Black suffragist and civil rights leader who mobilized women to register and to vote. And this is back in 1918 to 1919.
That's not only incredible, but incredibly brave. If you think about political culture in America, for that matter, across the globe, but certainly in America at that time, it was bold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, that's one of my things that I like to do. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that.
Yeah. So since we're educating each other, and I'm not a trained teacher, I'm having fun with you, obviously. I'll point out something else since you've only been here 8 years.
Okay.
But while Dana Pittard, who you are honoring, was the first Black commanding general at Fort Bliss, he had a subsequent, I would even call him somewhat of a student of Dana's from the previous years, who went on to become also a commanding general at Fort Bliss, Steph Twitty. He was a two-star general here, and he went on to get a third star and command three corps at what was then called Fort Hood. Now it's called Fort Cavazos. And he and his wife, Karen, became very good friends of ours, and that's actually how we got to know Monica through that relationship as well with my wife, because she and Karen were good friends, and Steph has done a lot in this community as well, as Dana has over the years. I know we are running a little bit low on time, and so we have a few more things to touch on. So at this point, I'd like to just also remind our audience, for those of you who tuned in a few minutes late, that we are interviewing Dr. Jacqueline Biddle Richard, who is a part of an organization known as the Black El Paso Voice, and she's here today talking to us about Black History Month, its importance to our community, and this upcoming event called the Black Hall of Fame Induction Inaugural Gala. So it's the first ever being held at the Starlight Center right across the road from the El Paso Airport. It's a black tie event being held on March the 1st at 5 p.m. And for those who are interested in getting tickets, you can visit their website, which is Black HOF, as in Hall of Fame, blackhof.com, or you can call 915-209-1850 to get further information and hopefully buy tickets and attend the event, which I know from having attended other events being held with your organization at the community college over the years, it's always a very fun event with great music, and everybody seems to be in a celebratory mood, which is a good idea since we are doing this celebration to begin with. But as we wind down this interview, perhaps you might want to share just some, however comfortable you are, with some personal thoughts about the importance of Black History Month to you individually and to our community.
Sure. Well, I think, you know, I mentioned earlier I'm Afro-Latina. So for me, you know, it's very important as a woman, as a mom, as a professional in this community. I think that it's important to allow people to have a voice and to be seen and to be recognized. And I think El Paso does a great job. There's always room to grow.
There is.
There's always room to grow. But I like the fact that when I came here, we're 3% of the population, but, you know, there's some really heavy hitters here. And in particular, as a woman, you know, one of the things I've noticed in El Paso is that we have some significant women who are doing really great things. You know, I mentioned Wisa Davis Esquire before, but you know, there's women in the Divine Nine sororities that are they came from historically black colleges and universities, and they're here in El Paso doing great things in the community. We have doctors here, we have nurses, we have educators here coming from the black community. So that's something to be proud of and something to, for me, something to continue to work with and work on as I grow here in El Paso.
So I know that you're also planning on that evening to recognize someone who we recently lost.
Yes.
He's been recognized by others as well. You'll be recognizing now deceased Major General retired Edward Greer.
Yes.
And that's great. And I'm glad that you mentioned all of the black women in our community and what they've done. And I would also offer this as you get prepared for this event, and I'm really doing this personally because there was another black gentleman who is really close to me. We had lunch together virtually every month, and that was our first ever black police chief in Greg Allen, who we lost just a few years ago. A very special man, always someone who, one of my favorite things about him was he was one of those city employees that you could never get to back down. He'd stand before city council and had no compunction whatsoever by telling them they were wrong. And we all loved it because that's just a rare quality in any public servant. So I thought I'd recognize him while we were wrapping up our conversation.
Great.
Kind of out of time. So again, if you're interested in the event, it's the Black Hall of Fame Induction Inaugural Gala, March 1st at the Starlight Event Center, 5 p.m. All you have to do is go onto your website at Black HOF for Hall of Fame, blackhof.com, and you can find all the information that you need. And again, for those who tuned in a little late, we're interviewing Dr. Jacqueline Biddle Richard, who is a part of the Black El Paso Voice and a leader in the African Black American community here in El Paso. Thank you for being on the show with us today. And to our audience, especially our regular listeners, you know the routine. I always end the show reminding you, we are KTEP, your NPR station for the Southwest. We are a not-profit radio station, and that means we don't sell advertising. We don't have big promotions ongoing. We rely on our audience who become members. If you're already a member, thank you for being a member. If you've not yet joined, we make it so easy to become a member. You go to our website, ktep.org, click on the donate button, and then make your commitment. Whether it's a one-time pledge or you want to become a sustaining member, as I am, and that way you can just pledge either through your bank account or your credit card and have that money either deducted from your bank account or charged to your card each month. We'd appreciate your continued support because this is where you get unbiased information. Nowhere else in media can you say that but on NPR. So we thank you for listening. We hope that you will participate this month in Black History Month and some of their events. And we certainly wish you all, of course, we're recording this on Friday, which is Valentine's Day, and you're wearing red, which unfortunately I don't have on. So we hope you have a great long weekend because Monday is President's Day. And so it's a great time to celebrate. Have a great Saturday. Have a great weekend. And thank you for listening.
El Paso Primetime is a production of KTEP. Views expressed by the host and guest don't necessarily reflect those of KTEP. For inquiries about our public affairs programming, email ktep@utep.edu. Richard Dayoub appears courtesy of Thunderbird Consulting. The producer and editor is Daisy Morales. The show is recorded at the Communication Department at the University of Texas at El Paso. To learn more about the program or to listen to past episodes, visit ktep.org.